Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Temura, and we're up to parak Vav Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing to go through the list of Psulei HaMikdashin. Ezu Mechir Kelev, what makes something a Mechir Kelev? Homer L'chaveru, someone says to his friend, Halachatla Zeh Tachas Kelev Zeh, here, take this sheep in exchange for that dog. V'chein Shnei Shutafin Shechalku, or if you have two Shutafim who own, an odd number of sheep and one dog, so they divide it five sheep, I get four sheep and a dog, so that's also considered mechir kelev. The fifth sheep is mechir kelev. Echad natal asar v'echad natal tisha v'kelev, instead of five and four, ten and nine. Shekneged hakelev asurim, the ten that the guy got that the guy who didn't get the dog get are all considered mechir kelev. She'im hakelev mutarim, but the nine that the guy who did get the dog got, they're all mutar because they were not exchanged for a dog. Esnan kelev mechir zona. What about an esnan of a kelev and a mechir of a zona? Harei l'mutarim, they're mutar. Shnamar shnayim v'lo arba, because it says in the Torah about esnan zona and mechir kelev that shnayim, that the two of them are aser, but there aren't four cases that are aser. So if it's v'ladosein mutarim, the offspring are going to be mutar. Shnamar hein v'lo v'ladosein, because it says hein and not their vlados. Mishnah Dalit. We're up to Mishnah Dalit. The Mishnah Dalit. Nasan laksafim. Someone gave money to a zona. Harei l'mutarin. That money can be used to buy karbanos, meaning it's only an isser on the animal that was given as her payment. Yeinos shmanim uslasos. If you gave wine or oil or flour as payment, the kol v'shakiyotz bekarv l'gabim mizbech, or anything that otherwise itself could be brought in mizbech, aser. That taka does have a din of esan zona. Nasan l'muktashin. If you gave her something that already has Kedusha, Harei Elu Mutar, you're allowed to bring that on the Mizbech. Ophos, if you give her birds, Harei Elu Asur, that does have a din of an Esan Zona, so it's Asur to bring on the Mizbech. Shahaya Padin, because logic would have dictated that birds do not become Esan, because Ma'im, Muktashim Shamun Posel Behem. If Muktashim, where a mum would passel it, Ein Asun Mechir Chalal Dehen, they're not subject to Esan Mechir. Ophel she'enam apostle ben, birds that there's no problem with a balmum on a bird, ain't a potentially esnam mechir chalalein. So all the more so esnam mechir shenapi chalalem. Tabalomra the kol neder. That's why I say the kol neder lahaviyasa oaf. To tell me that an oaf is included in the din of esnan. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that a Mechir Kelev, as you say here, take the sheep in exchange for this dog, or if you have an odd number of sheep that you're dividing, and one guy gets a dog and an odd number of sheep, and the other one gets an even number of sheep, so the one that gets the even number of sheep, all of his sheep are considered to be Mechir Kelev. And then we said Eson Kelev and Mechir Zona are Mutter, because the Pasuk says Shnayim and not Arba'a, and also their Vlados are Mutter, because it's Hain V'lo Vladosehen. Then in Mishnah Dal, we said that if you give cash, that's not considered Esan Zona. If you give anything that could be brought on the Mizbeach, that is considered Esan Zona. If you give animals that are already Muktash, that's Mutter. But if you give birds, that is Esan Zona. One might have thought that birds are not included. So that's why the Pasuk comes to tell me that birds are, in fact, L'kol Neder, that comes to include that birds are, in fact, included. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav Mishnah Hey.